Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Education Minister says he is aware of the latest issues surrounding the three-school campus in Bonkrana and is working to find a solution. Senior Counsel for Donegal County Council have applied to have waste collector Jim Ferry sent to prison for failing to fully cooperate with efforts to recoup money. The latest economic indicators report from IBEX says issues of connectivity, peripherality and broadband in Donegal need to be addressed. And Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle today confronted the Taoiseach on the government's record on housing policy in Ireland. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Education Minister says he is aware of the latest issues surrounding the three-school campus in Bonkrana. It emerged yesterday that the preferred site for the project had been sold to a third-party developer. Responding to a question put forward in the Dáil earlier today by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue, Minister Richard Bruton said while he is unable to clarify the position, he says he is working on a solution.
It's a question to the Minister for Education. The Minister, it relates to the development of a three-school campus in Bonkrana, County Donegal. And as you will know, this is an issue which the Department of Education has been engaged in terms of purchasing a site so that the actual development can proceed. I've raised with you a number of occasions here and as to how the government has failed to prioritise this issue over recent years and to ensure that it's progressed. But unfortunately there's been reports in the last couple of days that the preferred site at the old Fruit of the Loom factory has been sold to a third party. And I would ask you today, Minister, to update the House in relation to the Department, from the Department's point of view, as to whether that's the case or not. And also, Minister, to ensure that you will take every step possible to get this project back on track and ensure that the development of three new schools on a three-school campus for the town of Bonkrana is delivered promptly and that we see an end to the lack of prioritisation of this project over recent years by the government. Romaga Concorla.
Sure.
You'll know that I met indeed with himself and others about this when I visited Donegal in the recent past. We are working very closely with the Donegal County Council to seek to secure a solution. I am aware of the newspaper reports that the Deputy refers to, but I'm not in a position at this point to clarify exactly the way forward. But I will communicate with the Deputy and other deputies as soon as any clarification is available.
Meanwhile, discussing the ongoing debacle in the Shannon, Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin said the community of Bonkrana deserve clarity on the issue.
What's happened in recent days is truly shocking. It's been confirmed in recent days that the site has been sold to a third party, to a private sector third party, which has left what was apparently close to conclusion in complete disarray and chaos, the future of that proposition, even though they've waited over a decade. Now, the Donegal Oireachtas members have requested a meeting with Minister Richard Bruton. We have not heard back from his office confirming that this meeting. This is an urgent matter. The people, the boards of management, acted in good faith. They didn't bring people out in the streets. They didn't protest. They've acted patiently and in good faith and waited for this deal to be done. And now the whole deal is up in the air. I believe the Minister and the Department of Education need to answer serious questions about what's gone wrong here, and they need to reassure us that a solution will be forthcoming immediately. So I'm asking you to relay to the Minister for Education the need to meet with the Donegal Oireachtas members urgently and to find a resolution to this issue.
Senior Counsel for Donegal County Council have applied to have waste collector Jim Ferry sent to prison for failing to fully cooperate with efforts to recoup money. According to RT News, Richard Lyons of Donegal County Council said Mr. Ferry's cooperation was needed to help repay taxpayers who in the interim have had to cover the cost of the multi-million euro clean-up of an illegal dump at Ross Bracken in Letterkenny. Greg Hughes has more details.
Jim Ferry was given until January to provide requested information
information to a forensic accountant employed by Donegal County Council before a decision would be reached on whether he should be sent to prison. In July, some records were issued to the forensic accountant, Gerard Murray. RTE News reports that Mr. Murray told the High Court the material provided was incomplete and he was left with outstanding questions and said he had not received full cooperation from Mr. Ferry. Mr. Murray added that it was his opinion that Mr. Ferry has not provided evidence to sustain the position that the illegal dumping was done without financial benefit to himself or his companies. He also said the details of waste handled by Mr. Ferry's companies did not account for an estimated 21,000 tonnes of material believed to be buried at his site at Rossbracken, Letterkenny. The court also heard that last Friday, one of his companies, Ferry's Refuse Recycling Limited, was put into liquidation owing more than €230,000 and does not have any assets. Counsel for Mr. Ferry objected to the application to jail his client and said Mr. Ferry was trying to comply with court orders in every way that he could. Mr. Justice Barrett, on the basis of Mr. Murray's report, did not accept that Mr. Ferry had cooperated and he found him in contempt of court. The case has been put back until January and Mr. Ferry was warned that he will be sent to jail on that day if he has not complied and provided all information necessary.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle today confronted the Taoiseach on the government's record on housing policy in Ireland. During leaders' questions in the Dáil, Deputy Pringle told Leo Varadkar that he stands in solidarity with those who took part in the Raise the Roof rally today outside Leinster House and called for a radical change in the government's approach to housing. Meanwhile, the Housing Minister has called on opposition TDs not to use housing as a political weapon. Owen Murphy also said Fine Gael has no ideological opposition to building homes on a large scale. Minister Murphy said all politicians need to work together to fix the problem.
Let us try not to use housing and to use the people who are suffering from this crisis as a political weapon. And let me try and do that. This government has no ideological opposition when it comes to housing. I want to see safe houses being built in the right locations for all of our people, and I want to see that happening quickly.
The business and employment organisation IBEC has published its economic indicators report, which identifies the strengths and weaknesses of each county in the state. In the case of Donegal, IBEC says issues of connectivity, peripherality and broadband provision need to be addressed. Catherine Gaffney reports.
IBEC says this study helps to identify the region's weaknesses but also highlights its strengths. The report shows Donegal has the second lowest labour force participation rate in the state at just under 60% compared to a national average of just over 65%. In terms of broadband provision, the county is ranked mid-table nationally with access to broadband in 58% of premises compared to 70% nationally. Just over 33% of Donegal is dependent on the national broadband plan. People in Donegal have the longest travel time to a state airport in the country, but are among the shortest commute times to work in the state. In terms of income from overseas tourism, Donegal is ranked 15th of 31 local authorities, bringing in just over €5 million per 10,000 population. That compares to almost €23 million per 10,000 in Galway. In terms of hotel beds, the county has 7,484, the fifth highest bed capacity in the country.
Author of the report, Aidan Sweeney, says the document brings together all the data needed to show what must be done to create the conditions under which growth will happen.
From small and micro enterprises, new businesses, right up to Indigenous companies, we must offer the right conditions to allow all companies to grow and trade from Donegal. So it's actually making sure that the conditions exist. So Enterprise Ireland and all the enterprise agencies are prioritising making quality, you know, strong quality of life opportunities. The other major concern is obviously, besides, you know, in growing the enterprise base that will, you know, sustain local job creation, is that it's looking at small and Indigenous enterprises and how can we make sure that they can take a greater share of growth into the future. We also need to look at broadband in particular, looking at how do we address the National Broadband Plan. The Northwest is the highest dependent region in the country on the plan. Donegal, a third of homes and businesses can't access high-speed broadband.
And finally, in terms of the labour force participation rate, 59.9% in Donegal, the second worst in the country. That's a concern?
It is. I mean, we need to make sure that the whole idea is to connect the, you know, the people living there to the local economy, and how we can do it is making sure that the right conditions exist to allow companies to actually create the employment that can be filled locally.
The President should make more visits to rural Ireland to strengthen communities. That's according to Sean Gallagher, who's hoping to be the next President of Ireland. He says it's important to recognise that the entire country isn't on the eastern seaboard. Sean Gallagher says the President's presence in rural Ireland could make a real difference.
I think it's about visiting these areas and about recognising the effort and the contribution that these volunteers in community life are making in all of these areas to sustain their communities. And effort that is not recognised often gets lost. And we need to also look at those areas where there is work to be done.
Donegal County Council is being urged to initiate a public consultation on a one-way system for traffic and pedestrian flow in Killybegs. As part of the proposals, it's also hoped a possible alternative site be identified for council staff in order to proceed with additional parking in the Bridge Street Council Yard. Local councillor Neith Kennedy says there are various issues that need to be teased out, and it's important that a productive discussion gets underway as soon as possible.
It's been talked about for quite a while, and since last year we've been trying to push it to see how far we could get with regard to the one-way setup in the town. We have a one-way on the main street at the moment, and we've concluded ourselves from a local approach that it's the best way forward, and it's really the only show in town. There are other roads coming on to that need to be discussed, and one place in particular is Bridge Street. That would have been the area where the flooding would have taken place last year, and we feel very strongly that that should certainly be one way, and that has been presented to the local MD area, to the council there. So it's actually with the road section at the minute in Lifford, so trying to pursue that and follow that up and try and get public consultation to get the public, you know, their opinions. We had a meeting already through the regeneration group in town, and we know there's a lot of opinions taken on board, and we've one of the members of our group who's quite well up, and he can do all sorts of jiggery pokery with regard to engineering. So we presented that, as say, to the council. So that, you know, it looks very good and looks very positive. There's a couple of roads we have a bit of trickiness with, and we're hoping that it won't have a huge cost effect, but we think that there certainly is a number of roads that do need to go one way, and particularly with the amount of heavy goods that we have on the road in Killybegs. And there was other issues as well, obviously, about traffic outside the schools and stuff as well. So all of that will be taken into consideration, but mainly is to get the one way, focus on the one way and get that sorted. And obviously then the parking and all that would follow.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's exactly 5:15 and time to lead a sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with golf, and Ballybuffet Stern Orlers suffered defeat today in the All-Ireland Mixed Foursomes Final, which was played in Dublin. The Twin Towns Club lost out to Galway's Portumna 3-2 in the decider, which was played at Milltown Golf Club. Edward Bradley and Margaret McCullough won their match 3-2, while Sean Carlin and Josephine Stewart won 3-1 to level the tie at 2-2. Portumna would land the title in dramatic fashion, however, when Damien Burke holed the winning putt at the 20th, the second extra hole. John McMenamin had earlier holed a slick six-footer to keep the match alive at the 18th, but it would be Portumna's day. In Gaelic games, Anthony Maher is the latest Kerry star to announce his retirement. The two-time All-Ireland winner has followed Kieran Donaghy and Donica Walsh in bringing his inter-county career to an end. The 32-year-old helped the Kingdom lift the Sam Maguire in 2009 and 2014 and received an All-Star following the 2015 All-Ireland final defeat to Dublin. In paying tribute, former Kerry boss Eamon Fitzmaurice has described Maher as his midfield anchor, who stubbornly defied debilitating injuries to keep playing at the highest level. One game tonight in Derry Club football. It's the Senior Championship quarter-final replay as Sloughneil, the defending champions, take on Coleraine. That one starts at 8 o'clock in Owen Beg. The winner goes through to play Ballinascreen in Sunday's semi-final. The other semi-final is Lavey against Glen. Liverpool will be looking to build on a winning start when they play Napoli in the Champions League tonight. Last season's runners-up beat a Paris Saint-Germain at Anfield 2 weeks ago and have travelled to Italy hoping to make it 2-1 out of 2 in Group C. Manager Jurgen Klopp says he knows his team are in for a tough night, but he hopes they'll respond well.
If the mix-up is good between the football you play and the atmosphere in the stadium, then it's always a benefit. We are aware of emotions in the stadium, and we try to bring in ours, because this tournament is for us really important, and hopefully we can see that.
Lionel Messi is back at Wembley this evening. Barcelona's Group B encounter with Tottenham is at the North London Stadium, where they lifted the trophy in 2011. Tottenham are without five first-team players for that game, but they do welcome back their captain, Hugo Lloris. Manchester United captain Antonio Valencia has apologised for liking a social media post which called for Jose Mourinho to be sacked. Reports claim the 33-year-old has fallen out with his manager. Valencia says he liked the post without reading the text and is fully supportive of Mourinho and his teammates. Meanwhile, United have been charged by UEFA after last night's match with Valencia kicked off late. The team's arrival for the game at Old Trafford was delayed due to traffic in the area. European football's governing body will decide if United will be punished later this month. The manager blamed a lack of police outriders for their delay, while the Greater Manchester Police responded saying that they were not required. There's no Christian Eriksen in the Denmark squad for the upcoming Nations League meeting with the Republic of Ireland later this month. Eriksen missed the weekend win at Huddersfield and has been ruled out until the international break by Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino. But both Eriksen and Ajax striker Victor Fischer have been omitted from the Danish squad for the trip to the Aviva and their friendly with Austria. However, if Eriksen can prove his fitness, he will join up with the squad. Gareth McCauley and Conor Washington have been left out of the Northern Ireland squad for this month's Nations League doubleheader against Austria and Bosnia. McCauley has not played for his new club Rangers, while Washington has yet to score for Sheffield United this term. Sunderland defender Tom Flanagan is recalled, while Aaron Hughes returns to the squad after injury. It's been reported today that Steve Bruce has been sacked as manager of Aston Villa. Last night's dramatic 3-3 draw with the Championship's bottom side Preston means they've only won once in 10 games. Bruce had a cabbage thrown at him before last night's game, with the Villa Park faithful said to have run out of patience with the former Wigan and Crystal Palace manager. Meanwhile, in the Championship, West Bromwich Albion can return to the top of the table this evening. They were overtaken by Leeds and Middlesbrough last night. They will reclaim top spot with a win at mid-table Sheffield Wednesday. And finally, the sport of boxing is facing a battle to appear at the Tokyo Olympics in 2020. ABA, the governing body of the amateur sport, have confirmed that Gufar Ramov is the only candidate being put forward for the Federation's upcoming presidential election. The IOC's Ethics Committee have already declared the Uzbek native's background make him unsuitable for the role. They've already suspended funding to the body and have now warned they could remove the sport from the Tokyo programme. Tom Comack will have Highlands GA programme later on tonight. Usual throw-in time is at 8:30, and I'll be back with an ex-bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. I'm returning to more news. A no-deal Brexit won't stop Theresa May taking Britain out of the EU. The British Prime Minister told her party conference earlier that she wouldn't rule out a no-deal scenario that would send her country crashing out of the Europe. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
After a lambasting from Boris Johnson yesterday, many thought Theresa May would be sending out an SOS, but Dancing Queen was the ABBA song that she arrived on stage to. She quickly set out that when all is said and done, she won't take a bad Brexit deal.
No one wants a good deal more than me, but that has never meant getting a deal at any cost. Britain isn't afraid to leave with no deal if we have to.
Mrs. May said people need to accept that the winner took it all in the Brexit referendum and that there won't be a rerun.
They call it a people's vote. But we had the people's vote and the people chose to leave.
She played the super trooper when defending her much maligned Chequers plan before saying that she had a dream for Brexit.
But if we stick together and hold our nerve, I know we can get a deal that delivers for Britain.
After a week of challenges internally and externally, the British Prime Minister effectively saying, take a chance on me and I'll deliver. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
St. Columba's College in Stranorder has secured funding for a lift to be fitted in the school. The funding allocated by the Department of Education will improve access for students with a disability. A previous application for such work had been turned down. However, Councillor Martin Harley says he was delighted to receive confirmation from Principal Tom Rowan today that an appeal for the funding had been successful. And two Donegal-based tech firms are set to spearhead a major recruitment event, Tech on the Wide Atlantic Way, next week. The Tech and Biotech event will be held at the Model in Sligo on October the 12th, with Primerica and Abbott among a number of Northwest-based companies due to exhibit. The overall aim is to connect employers with world-class tech candidates who are interested in working and living in the Northwest, West and Midlands. John Nugent, Regional Manager for IDA Ireland in the Border Regions, says the event is an innovative way to meet the skills demand in the region.
It's quite a novel recruitment event, I think. It's not just a straightforward, here's the jobs, here's the companies. It's actually trying to be more creative in terms of positioning the region, positioning the quality of life and the work-life balance that can be achieved in the region in conjunction with the wonderful careers on offer.
And indeed, having these companies at the event, it shows how much how the sector has evolved throughout the years.
It's a multi-sector kind of a thing, Michaela. So what's going on here is it's been called Tech on the Wild Atlantic Way, but that's biotech, medtech, and indeed information technology. Some of the sectors have been here longer than others, but we're experiencing really good interest and growth and indeed transformation in a lot of these sectors. So the kind of skills that companies are seeking to attract are very different today to what they were 10 or 20 years ago. That coupled with the new name investments, the new companies investing in the region and the organic growth in some of the companies that have been here longer, it puts a talent demand or a skills demand on the companies, and this is an innovative way of attracting that talent to the region. We're very pleased to be helping to support and promote this event because it has grown out of some of the work that we do with our client companies and indeed the homegrown companies. We always intended to shine a light on the careers that were available in the region to an external audience. And this event is the first, I suppose, where we're going to Dublin in the first instance to help showcase the careers for the tech talent that are available in the region. And we think it's a wonderful way to go in terms of continue to promote the region for both the companies and for the talent.
For weather now, cloudy tonight with patchy rain and drizzle, lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees in light to moderate westerly winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Education Minister says he is aware of the latest issue surrounding the three-school campus in Buncrana. It emerged yesterday that the preferred site for the project had been sold to a third-party developer. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle today confronted the Taoiseach on the government's record on housing policy in Ireland. During leaders' questions in the Dáil, Deputy Pringle told Leo Varadkar that he stands in solidarity with those who took part in the Raise the Roof rally today outside Leinster House and called for a radical change in the government's approach to housing. Senior Counsel for Donegal County Council have applied to have waste collector Jim Ferry sent to prison for failing to fully cooperate with efforts to recoup money. According to RTÉ News, Richard Lyons of Donegal County Council said Mr. Ferry's cooperation was needed to help repay taxpayers who in the interim have had to cover the cost of the multi-million euro cleanup of an illegal dump at Rossbracken in Letterkenny. And Donegal County Council is being urged to initiate a public consultation on a one-way system for traffic and pedestrian flow in Killybegs. As part of the proposals, it's also hoped a possible alternative site be identified for council staff in order to proceed with additional parking in the Bridge Street Council Yard. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, October the 3rd. The death has taken place of Donald McLafferty, Rourke Nakil, Carrigart. His remains are reposing at his late residence, with funeral from there on Friday going to the Church of St John the Baptist in Carrigart for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Nishi Ignatius McNamee, Letterkenny Road convoy, remains reposing at his residence. Funeral from his residence on Friday morning at 10:30 for Mass at St Mary's Church convoy at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the old cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to Alzheimer's Association, Donegal Branch, Kerv Gibson Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Phelan McGill, Lagnasira Ardra. His remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Margaret Speak, née Robinson, 12 Parkside Gardens, Sy Mills. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sy Mills at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.